One of the Democratic Republic of Congo's most popular politicians has returned home after almost 2 years of self-imposed exile. Etienne Tshisekedi, who was once prime minister and opponent of dictator Mobutu Sese Seko, returned to the capital Kinshasa to be greeted by thousands of supporters, and he's expected to run for election in 2 years. The streets of Kinshasa were jammed on Sunday as thousands of people turned out to catch a glimpse of their hero's triumphal return. Etienne Tshisekedi was back from 2 years of self-imposed exile in South Africa, where he had participated in marathon talks over the Congolese peace process that has now ended almost 5 years of war. Mr. Tshisekedi is expected to contest what are already being proclaimed as free and fair elections in 2 years' time. Mr. Tshisekedi is a popular favorite. He was prime minister during the rule of President Mobutu Sese Seko that was a constant thorn in the side of the strongman, whom he eventually marched against. As leader of the UDPS, the Union of Democracy and Social Progress Party, that bills itself as representing the impoverished, Mr. Tshisekedi is expected to plunge quickly back into the war-battered nation's politics. Mr. Tshisekedi had been left out of Congo's power-sharing arrangement with the nomination of the vice president for the civilian opposition in Joseph Kabila's new government going to one of Mr. Kabila's allies. This had caused considerable anger on the streets of Kinshasa and among Congo's poor people in general. This sidelining had also caused much consternation amongst his fellow ethnic Kassaians who inhabit the diamond-rich southern province of Kasai. But the reception that Mr. Tshisekedi received in Kinshasa was seen as an indication that he is still a political force to be reckoned with. After his arrival at Kinshasa's main airport, he said he planned to work towards winning elections in 2 years, despite not being a working member of the new transitional government of national reconciliation. Some Western diplomats are encouraged by his return, sensing he could speak for Congo's millions of disenfranchised people. The fact that President Kabila appears happy for Mr. Tshisekedi to operate, despite not being a part of the new political setup, is also seen as an encouraging sign. But whether Mr. Tshisekedi will be able to unite his fractured party and not slip back into health problems that have dogged him remains to be seen. Dino Mutani for VOA News, Kinshasa.